You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
The State Department of Natural Resources is kicking off a plan that will bring a herd of new elk to Wisconsin and bolster the population of a species that was once native to the state.
Elk were first successfully reintroduced to Wisconsin in the 90s, but their numbers have failed to grow at the rate that wildlife biologists and elk advocates would have liked to see. Now up to 150 new elk will be brought to Wisconsin from Kentucky to boost the state's elk population, nearly doubling it, actually. But some concerns still linger over the possibility of the elk spreading disease like CWD into areas of the state that have more or less been spared of it so far.
Joining us now to talk about Wisconsin's elk comeback plan and how the animals will be managed is Kevin Wallenfang. He's a big game ecologist at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Kevin, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure.
So what is the plan for rebuilding the elk herd in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, back in the 1990s, there was 25 elk donated to the state of Wisconsin from the state of Michigan, and those animals were actually put out there as an experiment. It was not an official elk reintroduction effort. It was really done by some local folks with department backing and the UW-Stevens Point to put them out there and just see what kind of success rates we could get from that. So Wisconsin has never really had an official elk reintroduction program, and although that population has grown to about 160 animals or so, this is really the first effort to try to really bring animals in and bolster that population and help it flourish as it was always intended. So we are in the process of working with the state of Kentucky right now to bring animals in. Some of those will eventually go to the Clam Lake area where our current population is, and some of them will go to the Black River Falls area in Jackson County, where those folks, again, comes down to grassroots interest, and they've been hoping for an elk population there for over 15 years. So that is all coming together as we speak.
How soon could we see these Kentucky elk here in Wisconsin?
They're being trapped right now, and they will spend time in Kentucky once the trapping actually ceases. They will go through a quarantine period and whatnot down there, a variety of disease testing. And if everything goes according to plan, we could see those elk up here in Wisconsin by the middle of March to early April. But again, after they arrive here, they will be held again in a quarantine pen, tested again for a variety of diseases before they're actually let go out on the landscape.
Now, earlier we mentioned chronic wasting disease, CWD, and this has been a big concern in the state over the last several years. And I'm wondering if the quarantine you mentioned would effectively ensure that these elk don't have any kind of CWD.
Well, we're not just concerned about chronic wasting disease. There's a variety of diseases that we are testing for. And our goal from the very beginning has been to bring in the healthiest animals that we possibly could. So in addition to chronic wasting disease, you know, there are rules that we are following for tuberculosis, brucellosis, and then voluntarily testing for a variety of other diseases that they could be carrying. So chronic wasting disease is one of those diseases that there is no reliable live test for those animals. So what you need to do is go to a location where you reduce risk. And Kentucky is a state that has been testing for chronic wasting disease since 2002. So they've got a long history of a very vigorous testing program for chronic wasting disease, as well as some of the other diseases I've mentioned. And, you know, they have to clear certain hurdles. They have to be approved by the USDA to export elk. And both states, their Department of Agriculture needs to approve what's going on here. So they are a state that carries this status of low risk. And so we are going with as low risk as we possibly can. And we are following to the letter everything that the Department of Agriculture is asking us to do and then some.
So these are USDA-approved elk, and you've got a quarantine going on, which should cut down on any risk of disease. But is it theoretically possible that a Kentucky elk could pick up the disease, pass quarantine, and come to Wisconsin?
Theoretically, it is possible. But again, it's all about reducing risk, and we continue to do that every step of the way.
Well, let's talk about the animal itself. What do we need to know about elk?
Well, the reason people want elk in Wisconsin, first of all, and there's a great following behind us here. There's Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has, I think, close to 10,000 members in the state. Wisconsin is known for folks that love to go out west and not only hunt elk, but to view elk and take photographs and everything else that goes with it. The reason for that is elk are one of those big critters that, you know, they make a lot of noise. They're spectacular to see if you've ever been out west, especially during the September bugling season when these animals are more visible and they're bugling and they're performing, if you want to call it that, in their effort to try to find a mate. They're a spectacular animal to have out in the wilderness. And, you know, they are historically a part of the Wisconsin landscape. And as we know in Wisconsin, we are a state of great conservationists that want nothing more than to have a full spectrum of native habitat out there, or a native species out there. And, you know, we've brought back other animals like the whooping cranes and swans and peregrine falcons. And this is kind of going along with that same conservation-minded effort that Wisconsin is so well known for. Elk are a big, beautiful animal, and there's lots of folks out there that just love to see them.
Now, you mentioned bugling, which, now that I've heard an elk bugle, doesn't even begin to describe it. There's kind of nothing like it. Let's listen to an elk bugle. I would not have known that was from an elk. An elk makes that noise, huh?
It's spectacular, and I can tell you that if you've ever been close to one when it's doing that, you know, 20 or 30 yards away from one, it rattles the brush that you're concealing yourself in. It's really a spectacular thing, and right now, you know, you can go up into the Clam Lake area in the fall, and you can hear that happening, and, you know, it brings tourism to the area. You look any place in the eastern United States where there are elk, and there are people coming there. They're spending money. They're staying in hotels and buying food at the restaurants and whatnot. It's going to be very good for Wisconsin's economy. Even the small herd that we have in Clam Lake right now, Clam Lake is a very small town. You can pretty much throw a rock across it. And yet, to the area of Clam Lake and Cable and whatnot, they estimate about $200,000 of elk-related money coming into that community every year. So, you know, when you put a herd like that so close to Minneapolis, you know, 2 hours from Minneapolis, 2 hours from Madison, up in the Jackson County area, make it easily accessible for people to get to, they are excited up there. The Black River Chamber of Commerce and others are fully behind this and can't wait for it to happen.
So they're incredible animals, and they obviously have incredible vocalizations. You mentioned tourism. Is hunting elk also part of the ultimate goal here?
I wouldn't say that it's part of the ultimate goal, but it is a likelihood in the future. I mean, sooner or later, we will have an elk hunting season in Wisconsin. But I can tell you, looking back 20 years, that the folks that really pushed to have an elk season, or to have an elk reintroduction in Wisconsin, I've heard many of them say many times, our goal was never to have an elk hunting season in Wisconsin. If that happened, great, it was an extra benefit. But the goal was just to put that animal back out there on the landscape.
And we're also approaching a new budget cycle here in Wisconsin, meaning that any project that isn't viewed as essential right now for the state is going to be looked at really closely. How is this particular effort to bring back, to repopulate the elk, how is it being paid for?
It is being paid for through private dollars. We made a commitment from the very start that this project would only happen if there was private funding behind it. So there are a variety of partners out there, from national organizations like the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, down to local conservation groups. The Ho-Chunk Nation is behind it. The Chippewa tribes in far northern Wisconsin have actually helped fund elk management programs and reintroduction from the very beginning through tribal gaming money. And there's lots of other partners out there. I mean, way back when, Safari Club International was involved. You know, the National Forest is involved. County forests are involved. So it's a variety of both cash and in-kind services that folks are donating to this. And we think that we can pull this off with that kind of money. And there's continuous fundraising going on among those groups.
Now, you mentioned the Ho-Chunk and the Chippewa. Why are they advocates of bringing the elk back?
Well, elk are a big part of their culture historically. I mean, you know, the Ho-Chunk Nation and I believe also the Chippewa tribes have elk clans as part of their culture. So it's always been part of their culture, and they are excited to be bringing that back. The Ho-Chunk, especially where this first group of elk are going, they are just super thrilled, and they've actually put money behind it to help make it happen. So they feel the connection to the outdoors, to wildlife, and for them, this is kind of completing a circle that one of their major cultures within their tribe is being returned to them. They're thrilled to death.
And just briefly, any long-term goals for scientific value and herd numbers for these elk?
Well, as far as numbers go, the long-term goals are to have a total population of about 1,400 in the Clam Lake area and about 390, 400 elk in the Jackson County area. So, you know, those are a ways off. We are hoping that bringing these new animals in is going to kind of give a flush to that population, and herd growth will take place a bit quicker than it has up in northern Wisconsin in the Clam Lake area. We have seen herd growth throughout the entire time, but it has been slow at some point. So we're trying to help that along.
We'll leave that there. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
We've been speaking with Kevin Wallenfang, big game ecologist at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, talking about the agency's plan to bolster the state's elk population.
I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. This is Central Time.